This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mashal Al Ahmed Al Jaber, and the Crown Prince, Sheikh Ahmed Al Abdullah Al Sabah today. The Prime Minister will also hold delegation-level talks with his Kuwaiti counterpart. Before that, Prime Minister Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace in Kuwait's capital city. Mr. Modi arrived in Kuwait yesterday on a two-day visit to the West Asian nation at the invitation of the Emir of Kuwait. This is the first trip by an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. On the first day of his visit, the Prime Minister addressed a massive gathering of Indian diaspora at a special event in Kuwait City. He extended an invitation to the diaspora members to participate in Pravasi Bharatiya Divas and Mahakumbh Mela events to be held next month. Mr. Modi emphasized that India has the potential to become the world's skill capital, and to achieve this, it is aligning its skill development programs with global needs. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with a cross-section of Indian workers during his visit to a labor camp in Mina Abdullah area of Kuwait. India has condemned the horrific attack in Magdeburg, Germany, that has reportedly killed 5 people and injured over 200. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, in a statement described the incident as a horrific and senseless attack at a Christmas market. 7 Indian nationals were also injured in Magdeburg Christmas market attack. Sources said 3 have been discharged from the hospital. The Indian mission in Germany is in touch with all those injured in the attack. Qatar has officially reopened its embassy in Damascus 13 years after closing it during the early stages of Syria's civil war. The reopening follows a surge in regional and Western representatives visiting Syria to engage with the new de facto leadership after the fall of former President Bashar al-Assad's government on 8 December. The U.S. Central Command has announced that last night its forces conducted precision airstrikes on a missile storage facility and a command and control center operated by Yemen's Houthi rebel group in Sana'a. Additionally, the U.S. forces intercepted multiple Houthi one-way attack drones and an anti-ship cruise missile over the Red Sea. The strikes followed a ballistic missile attack claimed by the Houthis on central Israel, which injured at least 20 people in Tel Aviv. In a related incident, a U.S. F-A-18 fighter jet was accidentally downed by friendly fire over the Red Sea during the airstrikes. Both Navy pilots were rescued, with one sustaining minor injuries. In sports, the Indian under-19 women cricket team lifted the inaugural T20 Asia Cup at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. They defeated Bangladesh by 41 runs in the final. Chasing the target of 118 runs, Bangladesh were bowled out in 18.3 overs for a modest 76 runs. For India, Ayushi Shukla claimed 3 wickets, while Parunika Sisodia and Sonam Yadav took 2 wickets each. Earlier batting first, India scored 117 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. G. Thresha was the top scorer with a solid 52 runs off 47 balls. Union Minister for Sports and Youth Affairs Dr. Mansukh Mandavia participated in the first event of the Fit India Sunday on Cycle Initiative in New Delhi today. The minister, along with the Jawans of Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, and Indo-Tibetan Border Police, ITBP, pedalled from the Major Dhyanchand National Stadium to the Raisina Hills. Speaking to media, Dr. Mandavia said, on the call of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the whole nation is joining the Fit India campaign to keep themselves fit. He said the initiative has been held in over 1,100 locations across the country. He says cycling is the best exercise and appealed to more and more people to join the initiative. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, is in the very poor category, with an average air quality index, AQI, of 395 as of 11 this morning. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that Delhi and surrounding NCR areas are likely to experience smog and dense to shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In Punjab's local body elections held yesterday, the ruling Aam Aadmi Party secured victory in Patiala Municipal Corporation, whereas Jalandhar, Amritsar, Ludhiana and Fagwara corporations have delivered a hung verdict. Congress and BJP have performed better than Shiromani Akali Dal and the BSP. And that is the end of this news bulletin.